but it's not completely finished. Paul and his team need Luis's advice on a couple of issues.
There are several unknowns, and a complete tale has never been found. So on the older drawings that we have, there's maybe 53 tail vertebrae. The newer thinking is there's close to 43. Paleontology mostly is a soft science, so the theories change with new evidence that is found.
One of the big questions about T-Rex is what its surprisingly short arms were used for. They might have been used to hold on to prey or to push the body up from a sitting position. No one knows. And that's partly because each arm is anchored to the body by the shoulder blade or scapula, and there's no easy way of telling exactly where that sat.
With the scapula, I've seen they've gone up closer to the vertebra and the backbone. I've also seen where they're lowered almost to where the belly is. There's parts of the front end of the scapula, the coracoids, and some people think they go together this much, and some people think they go to this much. But that all has to do with how everything hangs in the front end of this, and also how the hands were used. Those arms are just about the same size as a human arm.
The difficulty in placing the scapula on Thomas is compounded by the fact that the bones were distorted over the millions of years that they spent buried underground.
They're flattened, and they don't really have the curvature that they must have had when the animal was alive. Therefore, it's really difficult to fit them on the sides of the rib cage. I guess that's the nature of the beast. We're going to have to find a compromise, and we'll live with it.
Back in L.A., there are 2 months to go before the exhibition opens. The three T-Rexes are now installed.